The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Speaking it right now. Everybody in here, the God is going to set you free. He's going to loose some stuff in your life. I know it's hot right now. I know you in the fire. But we serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Oh, yeah. We serve an awesome God. You got to know. You got to know that you know that you know that your God can deliver. He can deliver. He might not. It might not come the way you want, but God can and God will set you free in Jesus' name. Most holy, precious, loving, giving, and forgiving God, we come to you, O Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that name that the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Father God, as we've come to this point of the worship service, it is our hope and it is our prayer that everything that has been done in this place has been pleasing unto your sight. We pray to God that it has been as a sweet savor unto your nostrils. Even now, dear God, prick somebody's heart, speak into somebody's mind right now that you are near. As a matter of fact, you are right here now. Lord, we feel your presence. We thank you for the anointing. We love you today. We extol you and we magnify your name. Now, Father God, as I stand as your vessel, I ask to God that you would be ever so pleased to stand in my body. Think with my mind, speak with my mouth. As a matter of fact, that God hide me, that you be seen, and silence me, that you be heard. Because somebody needs to hear a word from you today. As a matter of fact, I don't want them to hear me. They need to hear you because you said, my sheep know my voice. And they follow me. We need to hear your voice right now. Speak right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Again, it's in Jesus' name, Brother Craig, say that we pray. Let it be hard, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 3 is from whence the word of God will come. It's a big story. I'm not going to read it all. I'm only going to read a few verses. If you're physically able to stand, I'm going to ask you to do so. The reason we do that here is we stand in honor of the word of God. Believe me, you're not standing for me. If you can't stand for Jesus, then I'm not surely. I don't need you standing for me, but we must stand in honor of the word of God. Billy Park, it's good to see you, my brother. Justin, it's good to see you. See you both. We thank God. It's always a privilege. You all continue to carry the aura of your mother and her spirit. And we thank you for your prayers and know that our prayers continue to be with you. Again, to all of our guests and our visitors, we thank you for your presence here today. But now with this time, we just need to decrease and let God increase in this house. Amen. Whatever it is that you're thinking about, whatever it is that you're worried about, whatever it is that you're going through, know that God can see you through. Amen. Daniel chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 26, 27, 28, and 29. We're going to read from the Living Bible translation on this morning. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the open door of the flaming furnace and yelled, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. So they stepped out of the fire. Then the princes, governors, captains, and counselors crowded around them and saw that the fire hadn't touched them. Not a hair of their heads was singed. Their coats were unscorched, and they didn't even smell of smoke. Verse 28 says, then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for he sent his angel to deliver his trusting servants when they defied the king's commandment and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Verse 29, therefore I make this decree that any person of any nation, language, or religion who speaks a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and his house knocked into a heap of rubble. For no other God can do what this one does. Now, wait. Good God Almighty. Wait a minute. Oh, Jesus. Let me read that verse again. Let me read it again. Huh? I think you're getting where I'm going with this. Huh? It says, therefore, I make this decree that any person of any nation, language, or religion who speaks a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and his house knocked into a heap of rubble. For no other God can do what this one does. Wait a minute. Some of y'all ain't feeling this thing. Listen. Before you get nestled into your seat, I know that this is a familiar passage, and you might have gotten comfortable with the story. Of course, you've gotten familiar with the outcome, but we can't miss this sliver of scripture that we just read here. For you got to understand who's talking in verse 28 and 29, Brown. This is the Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar. This is him talking in 28 and 29. Listen, he acknowledged God, but he also believed in many other gods. This man considered himself a spiritual authority in Babylon. However, after seeing with his own eyes, come on somebody, the power of the Most High God, after just witnessing God's amazing rescue of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the same people he had just sentenced to a fiery execution, even this ungodly king could see that our God can do things that no other God can do. Is there anybody in this place who has seen with your own eyes and witnessed for yourself the power of the Most High God? Well, yeah. Woo, Jesus. Woo. Is there anybody? You've seen it with your own eyes. I don't need nobody to tell me. I know what God can do. Do me a favor, and encourage at least two people around you and say, neighbor, no other God can do what our God can do. Come on, somebody, tell somebody. Jesus. Tell them, say, no other God can do what our God can do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul said, you can be seated if you think you can. Paul said in Romans 8, he said, and we know. That's just some stuff we need to know. Come on, somebody. I don't need you to tell me. I know for myself. Good God Almighty. Jesus. I want to do something here. Listen to how Job, you can be seated. Listen to how Job professed what we just stated, that no other God can do what our God can do. Job said in Job 42, 1 through 3, the Living Bible, it says, then Job replied to God, I know that you can do anything and that no one can stop you. You ask who it is who has foolishly denied your providence. It is I. I was talking about things I knew nothing about and did not understand, things far too wonderful for me. Wait a minute, I got some more evidence. Psalm 115, 1 through 3, the New King James Version of the Bible says, now unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth. Why should the Gentiles say, good God Almighty, so where is their God? Verse 3 says, but our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Wait a minute, I got some more. Luke chapter 1, 34 through 37. It says, then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I don't know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who was to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, also has conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. Watch this. For with God, nothing will be. Y'all don't hear me in here. Impossible. Wait a minute. What did Paul say? Wasn't y'all talking about Paul earlier today? Paul in Philippians chapter 3, 21. He says, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself? Wasn't y'all talking about Timothy earlier today? Paul wrote in the book of 2 Timothy, his second letter to Timothy. Come on, somebody. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 12. He says, for this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. I got one more. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now unto him who is able, y'all don't hear me in here, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Together, let's say. There you go. Give God a hand clap of praise in this house. First thing I want to do is for somebody today, as I need you to know, you should never, ever, ever let anybody tell you what God can't do. Don't ever let anybody tell you what God can't do. But there's something else I need you to know. Never let anyone tell you someone can do for you what only God can do. Amen. Listen, I know today that some of you are probably going through probably the greatest fire of your life. It's the kind that hurts. It's the kind that makes you cry. And I know it's going to sound a little crazy because y'all been dealing with me all Sunday. For some of y'all, y'all been dealing with me going on 14 years, and y'all know I don't have good sense. But what I'm about to say is this. I know you're going through the fire. And I know you're dealing with some circumstances and stuff. Not all your scars are physical. Come on, somebody. But what you really still ought to be doing is praise God that you made it to the fire. I'm going to fix that in a minute. That you made it to the fire. Listen, because there are some folk who never made it to the fire. There are some people, Lord, help me to stand tall in this house. There are some people, Porter, who died at the door. Good God, I'm going to fix it. Now, some of you are looking at me like, wait a minute, what you talking about, Willis? I mean, that don't make sense to me. I mean, what do you mean I ought to be praising God? This is hot. What do you mean I ought to be praising God? I made it to the fire. What are you saying that there's some people who never made it to the fire? I mean, isn't that a good thing? But wait a minute, you also said there are some people who died at the door. Well, you want me to show it to you? Look in the text. Look in the text. I hope, see, y'all got to quit setting y'all Bibles down. This is a Bible preaching preacher. I ain't up here to tell y'all some sweet words and y'all get all emotional. What thus saith the Lord? Watch the text. Daniel chapter 3, same text, verse 19. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury and his face became dark with anger at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He commanded that the furnace be heated up 7 times hotter than usual. We're going to talk about that. And called for some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the fire. Verse 21 says, so they bound them tight with ropes and threw them into the furnace fully clothed. Watch verse 22. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames leaped out and killed the soldiers as they threw them in. Keeling, the text says some of the king's mightiest, strongest men of his army, they died at the door. So what I'm trying to say is, it's a miracle that you made it this far. I mean, by all rights, you shouldn't even be here today. For somebody, you should have probably died on the operating table. For somebody else, you should have died, not even lived from that car wreck. Somebody else I'm talking to, you shouldn't have lived through that drug overdose. You had enough drugs in your system to choke an elephant. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't have made it. Other folk have died who didn't make it, who had just as much in their system, but you are here. Talking to somebody right now, it's a miracle that you are not in prison. I mean, don't raise your hand, but somebody in here, you are just as guilty, if not more so, for some stuff that folk don't know about. You know, if church folk knew everything about you, they'd put you out of church. Come on, somebody. But there's some folk in here who are just as guilty, if not more so, of some stuff that some folk right now are serving lifetime prison sentences for, but God. If somebody listening to me right now, you know it's a miracle that you are not in a mental institution somewhere. I mean, there are plenty of other people who have gone through a whole lot less than what you are going through. And they have lost their minds. They have gone off on the deep end. So what are you saying, Pastor King? What I'm trying to tell you is that you ought to be praising God that you made it to the fire, because there are some others who died at the door. In other words, watch this. They died where your miracle started. Y'all didn't miss that. Come on, somebody. Lord, help me to stand tall in this place. I said they died where your miracle started. You see, when I think about these men, as God set me back down in this familiar passage, when I think about the text, listen, these men that the king chose, they might have been, I don't know about you, but they might have been voted most likely to succeed. They had everything going for them, Bell. If anybody should have made it, it should have been them. But the Bible says they died at the door. On the other hand, nobody, and I mean nobody, expected you to make it. But guess what? You're still here, and you're still alive. Not only are you alive, but you are in your right mind, and you are serving God, filled with the Holy Ghost power. And wait a minute, and you want to complain just because you're going through the fire? Child of God, you are, what you ought to be doing is praising God. You made it to the fire. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody right now, I want you to repeat after me. Say, thank you, God. I made it to the fire. I could have died, at the door. I could have died. You fill in the blank. Yeah, there you go. Fill in the blank. Yeah, you fill in the blank. But God had his hand on you and me. He sent his angels to deliver you in your circumstance and to deliver me in mine. Amen. I mean, I don't know about you, but I wasn't the strongest one. Mm-mm. I wasn't even the smartest one. I wasn't the most popular one. I probably was the one not expected to make it the way I acted up in school, but I made it. And there are no other explanations but for the grace of God. Come on, somebody. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, God. I made it to the fire. Now, let me just go ahead and be real. Now, because I don't just want you to just repeat after me, because I know that you are in the fire. But I need to encourage somebody, maybe somebody that didn't quite stand up when they were singing. I need to encourage you that you're going to actually still come out the fire. Amen. You're going to come out. You're coming out. Amen. God, listen, God just wanted to remind somebody here today that he was with you even before you got in the fire. See, y'all missed that. See, some of y'all are mad that you in the fire. He's trying to remind you and me. He said, I was with you before you got in the fire. Amen. And he's surely not going to leave you now. As a matter of fact, let me encourage somebody. If you are in the middle of your fiery furnace right now, guess what? It's proof positive that you're about to come out. That you're about to come out. How do I know? Because the miracle started at the door. And if God wasn't going to bring you out, you would have died at the door. You wouldn't have made it to the fire. Do me a favor. Encourage yourself. Tell your neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, I know I'm coming out. It was a miracle. I made it this far. Come on, somebody. You encourage yourself. I know I'm coming out. It's a miracle. I made it this far. Listen, God wouldn't have brought you to the middle if he wasn't going to bring you out to the end. Amen. I know. I'm talking to some people right now as you're going through your fiery furnace. And I know you're feeling the heat. And I didn't come to tell you that the fire isn't real. I'm not that kind of preacher. This stuff is real. Absolutely. I got real problems. I got real issues. This ain't no play up in here. The fire is real. And I'm not going to tell you that the fire doesn't hurt. I know some of you are probably in the midst of your greatest fiery furnace right now. I don't need to know what it is. You already know. For some of you, it might be a financial fire. For somebody else, it's a fire of sickness and a battle for your health. Somebody else may be going through the fire of a potential divorce or marital problems. Still, somebody else is going through the fire of one bad relationship after another. For somebody else, it's the fire of dealing with rebellious children, etc., etc. But I came to tell each and every one of you, and I even came to encourage myself and the Lord, that something good is going to come out of your this. I came by to tell you that it's going to work it out for your good. I know right now that sounds maybe like wishful thinking, because for somebody, there's no visible, tangible, physical evidence of anything good in the fire that you're in. But I came to prophesy this morning for somebody and declare to you and over you in the authority of the word of God that something good is going to come out of your this. You're going to make it. Amen. You're not going to burn up in the fire. You're going to come out. But watch this. I don't just mean you're going to come out crawling out on your hands and knees, all beat up, broke, busted, and disgusted. No clothes, no money, no peace, no joy, with your eyebrows all burnt off. Amen. Smelling like smoke. Tell somebody, say, the devil is a lie. That's right. Yeah. When you come out of this, you coming out blessed. Amen. You coming out healed. You coming out delivered. You coming out with some joy and some peace. I'm talking about that peace that passes all understanding, that will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Watch the text. The king chose his best, his strongest, his meanest, his best trained soldiers, Griffith, in his army. Remember, this is Old Testament. The Old Testament is written in Hebrew. Hebrew is a language of pictures. So what's the picture here? Amen. That speaks to somebody who feels like the enemy that you are facing is bigger, stronger, and even smarter than ever before. But let me just say this to you. The devil wouldn't bring out his best if you weren't a threat to him. Am I in the text? They were a threat. These boys were a threat to the king. He brought out his biggest boys to deal with them. The devil wouldn't send his meanest demons to mess with you if he didn't think that you weren't a threat to him. The fact that he's bringing out more the big dogs tells me that you must be a threat. And guess what else? That also tells me you're getting close to your destiny and you're getting close to walking in your purpose. For somebody else, you're getting ready to step into a greater anointing than you've ever had in your life. But right now, the devil is trying to intimidate you and trying to back you down. They bound them up and they cast them into the fiery furnace. Now watch the text, because it wasn't just a fiery furnace. You know, that usually speaks of pictures, speaks of adversity, trials, you know, here the fiery furnace, hardships, pain or sorrow, etc. The text says, does your Bible say that this was seven times greater? Good God Almighty. So some of you going through the fire, imagine going through a fire seven times greater. This says seven times greater or hotter or more intense or more painful than ever before. Somebody said, that's why I am right now. Somebody right now who's fighting something you've never fought before. For somebody, the attack is even more severe. The enemy is even more aggressive. The pain is deeper. The night is darker. And the weight is heavier and seems to last longer than other problems have lasted before. So watch the text, because in verse 23, I don't know if they're going to put that up, but in verse 23 of your Bible, it says, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell down, bound in the roaring flames. Now, again, what does that tell me? It says they fell down, bound in the midst of the fiery furnace. Listen, real talk. I know for most of us in the church, we always try to talk about the fact we are strong faith Christians. And we never want to talk negative. Amen. But how many of you, let's just be honest and tell the truth and shame the devil in here and admit you've been down a time or two. Amen. Amen. The fact is, the devil can and he will, or he already has, hit you with something that you never expected. and it probably has knocked the wind out of you, and you found yourself lying on the ground asking the Lord, what just happened? These boys found themselves lying on the ground, bound, in the midst of the fire, Clark. But aren't you glad that the story doesn't end there? Come on, somebody. Aren't you glad that the story does not end there? Because in verse 24, it says that the, watch this, it says that the king looked into the furnace and he was amazed. I need some folk to look through the windows of First Baptist and be amazed. Y'all didn't hear me. Y'all missed that. Amen. It says he looked through the furnace, looked into the, and he was astonished. He was amazed. Why was he amazed? Why was he amazed first? Because he expected to see these boys on the ground turning into Krispy Kremes. Amen. But instead, verse 25 says, he didn't just see three men, he saw four men. Come on, somebody. And he saw four men up, loosed, and walking around. And he said that the fourth man looked like the Son of God. And the Bible says that he was amazed. I'm telling you, I want some folk to look through these doors and look and see some folk and be amazed at what God is doing. Do me a favor and wish somebody, tell somebody, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm amazed. Tell somebody else and say, neighbor, I'm amazed. Now, the reason why folk are telling you that they are amazed is because the devil thought he had you. The devil who thought because he hurt you, because he thought because he made you cry, you thought it was over. But folk are telling you that they are amazed because you've had some enemies, some people who saw you go into the fire, some people who took pleasure in you going into the fire, some ones who said you are never going to make it, not out of this, some folk who said you're going to burn up in the fire, some folk who said you're going to lose your mind. But somebody stand to your feet right now and you declare out loud and say, I'm still here, and no other God can do what our God can do. Now give God some praise. Why? Because say, I'm still here, and no other God can do what my God can do. Wait a minute. Not only are you still here, but you are up on your feet again, and you are loose. Yeah, the devil, he hit you hard. Yes, you went down and it hurt, and you've even cried for a little while. As a matter of fact, some of you, excuse my language, visitors, some of you thought you was going through hell. Come on, somebody. But you are still here. Amen. Amen. I'm going to finish up. Stay on your feet. The same fire that was intended to burn up these three Hebrew boys burned up the ones who threw them in. God told me to tell somebody here, don't worry about your enemies anymore. Your focus is wrong. Y'all worried about your haters. And while y'all trying to outdo your haters, you're actually hating on your haters. God said, don't worry about your enemies. He said, you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The king looked into the fiery furnace, called them out publicly, and he declared that any person of any nation, any language or religion who speaks a word against a God. Now, he said Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but I'm putting your name in there. Who speaks the word against the God of your name shall be torn from limb, and his house shall be knocked into a heap of rubble. For no other God can do what this one does. And Jamad, while I get ready to open up the doors of the church, in verse 30, it says, then the king, watch this, gave promotions. To Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but I'm putting your name in it. It says the king gave promotions so that they prospered greatly there in the providence, watch this, of Babylon. We living in the midst of Babylon right now. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, John, when they came out of the fire, the Bible says immediately they were elevated in the kingdom. In other words, I'm talking to somebody. In other words, Sister Jocelyn, they were elevated by the fire. And God, some of y'all getting it now, light bulb going on. In other words, Brother Brad, the very thing the devil sent to burn them up lifted them up. Stay on your feet. Open the doors, deacons. I know for some of you, you may have experienced the kind of fire.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.